And we're back with part three of the Queer Music Heritage Christmas Special. I'm J.D. Doyle, and who better to start off than Venus Envy from their classic 1995 album, I'll Be a Homo for Christmas. I've featured many songs from this CD over the years, but somehow never got to this one until now. Silent Dyke.
Well, I'm stuck here cleaning up after hundreds of elves.
Santa's got the blues.
How come nobody ever gives me a present?
Santa's got the blues.
The lines at Walmart are killing me.
Santa's got the blues.
You wouldn't believe my veterinary bills.
Santa's got the blues.
You try getting eight reindeer through customs.
Santa's got the blues, singing ho ho hum. He's spending every summer in the sanatorium. This mercenary Christmas gig is making him sick. We gotta medicate him, get him into therapy quick.
Following Venus Envy was the Therapy Sisters from their own classic Christmas album from 1998, Codependent Christmas. They gave us Santa's Got the Blues.
Cultivation of Christmas trees. They were down on their knees in the wood, inspecting the trunk for good axing potential. And that's how they knew if they could. That's how they knew if they could. It's almost, almost Christmas. You might, maybe you could break a heart or two now. And I think you should. I think you should. Before mass production of fireplace stockings, families would make them from scratch, with patches and old scraps of blankets and clothing. It really didn't matter if they matched. It really didn't matter if they matched. It's all almost, almost Christmas. And you might, maybe you could break a heart or two now. And I think you should. I think you should. It's almost, almost Christmas. And you might, maybe you could break a heart or two.
And that was Chris Garneau, whose videos have gotten a lot of play on the Logo channel. His song, It's Almost Christmas, came from his 2007 five-track EP called Seasides. Up next, a couple songs from gay and lesbian choruses. First from Los Angeles, here's the West Coast Singers and What a Gay Old Christmas Tree from 2006. And listen closely to the second song, as its stocking is packed full of, let's say, innuendo.
Hey everyone, listen up. I have a few questions to ask. Your Christmas tree.
Yeah, we love our Christmas tree. Someone under there for me.
There'll be someone you shall see.
There for me.
Christmas tree.
Oh, oh.
What a happy Christmas morning. What a gay old Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. If you want Santa to bring you the perfect guy this year, you have to tell him what you want.
Make him handsome, make him rich.
Tell me what else you want.
He looks like Barbie's man.
He will look like Barbie's man.
Will he only go for men?
Sorry, Barbie.
I think I've heard enough from the guys. What about the ladies? Sounds like you know what Santa should bring you. Anything else?
It's a Christmas Eve, a very special Christmas.
you spend Christmas?
Dish me not the once and former flame, lest I delight in sullying thy name.
Oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not,
or shall I thine own sorry lovemaking proclaim?
Oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not, thou once and former flame.
Yet I persist,
oh, dish me not in sooth. Thou wouldst expire if I should tell the truth.
Oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not, thou see me paragon of all that is untrue.
Oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not, let time persist, oh, dish me not in sooth. Thou daren't tell a single lie of me, for I have all the dirt on thee. Thou daren't tell a single lie of me, for I have all the dirt on thee,
on thee.
Oh, dish me not, thou cheap and tawdry swain, lest I should kick thy buttocks once again.
Oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not,
oh, dish me not, for dost thy poor posterior hunger yet for pain.
Dish me
not, thou cheap and tawdry swain.
That was the North Coast Men's Chorus from Cleveland and a wonderful medley called The Three Fagrigals. That was written by David Maddox, who writes mainly for the Seattle Gay and Lesbian Chorus, but that arrangement has been performed by a number of choruses all over. Coming up is an artist whose debut album from 2006 is packed full of power ballads. So his version of O Holy Night is, I guess, what you would expect. And I have to admit, I'm cynical enough to wonder if the huge crowd applause on the track is real or added later. But, you know, you go to his website and see that his looks, both dressed and undressed, are just dazzling. And you somehow forget about all that. He's an actor, singer, model, underwear model, and he's got videos on Logo. Here's Brian Hahn.
Of our dear Savior's love.
I don't know if this next act is gay, but their 2005 video of this song is very gay. You can find it easily on YouTube. They are from Norway and go by the name Cheesy Keys, and the song, which I've read contains gibberish German, is Last Christmas.
Es gab dieses Jahr so schützt mich vom Tod. Ich gebe so einen speziellen letzte Weihnacht. Ich gab nicht mein Herz, aber nicht in den Tag. Du Ausweg es gab dieses Jahr so schützt mich vom Tod. Ich gebe so einen speziellen. In Helga, jetzt ich weiß, was ein Dummkopf ich war. Komme ich abends, du kannst dann geht es nochmal. Gunther, im Englisch bitte, war du Trifor.
Thank you.
singing about Frosty was the Bruno Beats from a very rare 4-song, 45 RPM EP record. Back in the late 1970s, three brothers, Mickey, Paul, and Armand Zone, were a glam punk band called The Fast, and they released a one-off 45 as the Bruno Beats. By 1982, their sound had morphed into electronic dance, and they changed their name to Man to Man, and did quite well in the U.S. and especially Europe. Mickey Zone died of AIDS in 1986, and Paul and Armand continued on. The next song, Crying on Christmas, was on the Bruno Beats EP from 1982, but they did a much better version in 1988. Paul Zone has told me that it was recorded in London as a B-side on a German label ZYX. The release got pushed back till after Christmas, so it never got on that release and never got released at all until a man-to-man retrospective CD was issued last year. Thanks to Paul Zone for sending me the song. So from 1988, here's Man to Man and Crying on Christmas. And I love the Ronette-style drum beats they're using.
Crying on Christmas, crying.
Paul Zone was a guest artist on the recent album by Christian Hoffman, and as I interviewed Christian last year, I was able to con him into telling me about two unreleased Christmas songs. Christian tells me the first one is from 1995 and the other was written in 1978, but the demo was not recorded until 2005. With Christian's sense of humor, I'm not surprised by the titles. Christmas Time is Coming, So Get Out of the Way, and I Put the X in Xmas.
I just love Christmas albums, and so a few years ago I decided to write a Christmas song, and there supposedly is a Christmas movie going to be made by this guy Steve Balderson, and they might be using that song in it, so I decided to make a pretty serious demo of it at one point. Christmas Time is Coming, So Get Out of the Way was recorded about 3 or 4 years ago.
Baby, can't you hear the rattle of the drumming getting more insistent every day? Yeah. Now it's pretty clear that Christmas time is coming, so join up or get out of the way. All other forms of life shall falter. Get out of the way. Pretty soon you'll see,
pretty soon you'll
resistance
see.
Will be futile as every single culture is absorbed in the recipe,
in the recipe.
For this invasive strudel. Of the baddest with endorsements of funny sled. Celebrate the age-old story. Taking part is mandatory. Christmas time is coming, so get out of the way. Christmas goose, step into the fray. Hail the newborn Führer who has engineered this Christmas coup. And just because he's in the manger doesn't mean you're out of danger. His agenda's pretty clear now. Christmas gonna last all year now. Christmas time is coming, so get out of the way. Is coming, so get out of the way. Christmas time is coming, so get out of the way.
I Put the X in Xmas was actually written for the New Wave Vaudeville show. The second David McDermott, who was the original MC, had said that he refused to participate unless everyone was paid, which was totally out of the question. And so they defaulted to me, and I certainly was not as much of a genius MC as he was. But I was very lucky because since it was a Christmas show, they said, why don't you write a Christmas song and you can appear as the baby Jesus? So it was great because on the stage at Irving Plaza, which is really very, very large, they had about a 30-foot Christmas tree and they had a manger scene in front of it. And I was in this poor girl's lap dressed in a diaper as Jesus, and then I got to come out and sing that song. And that's the original backing track from that song from the New Wave Vaudeville show.
Look, baby, the Christmas tree, where gifts are wrapped so cheerily. It may have led to bankruptcy, but it's a lovely sight. The holly wreath and baldy rock abetted by some alcohol. Indeed, our power to recall just why they picked this night. But I put the X in Xmas, children of every sex must be made aware and know that I'm the X in Xmas time. Santa and his Jewish elves want Christmas glory for themselves and all are lost. But he who delves I bore, who gives me credit anymore? And what's this stupid birthday for? Repent, 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 'cause I put the X in Xmas. Children of every sex must be made aware and know their time.
Yeah.
Oh my. Well, that should put you in the mood for some punkish music I just got from the UK, all released on a label called Cherry Aid, and all would be proud to be called Dyke Bands. The band names are Awesome Wells, Hug Party, and Candy Panic Attack, and there's some, let's say, language problems that kept them off the broadcast version of this show.
Take you for dinner, but it's a fancy restaurant, a picnic on Sunday by the Bondal Church. Eleven and Tweety are battered tablets every day. Get lipstick and scissors that you will scrub with. When you tell me that you'd love to live in Italy, I start to sell the documentary is about my ballet. When you mention that you'd love to wear some fancy dress, I'll surrogate the party for your friends. If I ever find you, I will never buy you a dozen red, red roses. I could justify you. Sneak out of the stage, drop the Don and Matthew's autograph. Put it in a cheap frame. Hang it in your hallway. I love the way it makes you laugh. But if I ever find you, buy you a dozen red, red roses. Last Thursday to Cali, the treble stinging in your head. I give you my earplugs and my new looking in. I'm ringing this evening to see if you would like a drink. You're hanging, I'll bring you some Alka-Seltzer. You spend an afternoon remembering Rick. Pop a hop into the record shop, but they've got nothing, so I spend it. Even in on Last FM, downloading these animal men. Do you even remember them? So, if I ever find you, I will never buy you a dozen red, red roses. It's too tiny's easy. Sneak out of the stage, take a Don and Matthew's autograph. Tinsel in a cheap frame. Hang it in your hallway. I love the way it makes you laugh. But if I ever find you, I will never buy you a dozen red, red roses. Now I think I found you. I will never buy you a dozen red, red roses. Christmas time is easy. Sneak out of the stage, go for Donna and Matthew's autograph. Tinsel in a cheap frame. Hang it in your hallway. I love the way it makes you laugh. And now I think I found you. I would never buy you a dozen red, red roses.
Coming, the ticket's getting fat. Please put a penny in it on the tap. You can't spare a penny, then a halfpenny will do. If you can't spare a halfpenny, then God bless you.
Christmas is coming, the ticket's getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. If you can't spare a penny, then a halfpenny will do. If you can't spare a halfpenny, then God bless you.
Christmas songs, the queen of TV, things you never wanted, sat under the tree, mince pies and cakes, the sky's just logged, too dead right from doing your job, potatoes and stuffing so good and paper hats, stuff tiny pudding and feel so fat, swearing that a year you'll go to the gym, then play with your nephews and let them win.
Christmas is coming, the turkey's getting fat, please put a penny in the old man's hat, if you can't spare a penny then a halfpenny will do, if you can't spare a halfpenny then God bless you. So you're dreaming of a white Christmas, we might as well forget it, cause the best you're gonna get is a bit of sleep. Drunks on the street, office parties come round again. Sleazy co-workers, it'll be the same. Just stay more sober than them, cause it'll be alright in the end.
Christmas is coming, the turkey's getting fat.
Please put a penny in the old man's hat.
If you can't spare a penny, then a halfpenny will do. If you can't spare a halfpenny, then God bless you. Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming.
Let's get fat.
I tried working in a garage, but I came to bars with Jack. I tried working in an office, but it's such a fucking drag. Then I tried a stint in retail, but I tried to sell the boss. And I tried out in a pub, but I just kept on getting sloshed. Now it's getting close to Christmas, and I just can't get a job. And my mama wants to know why I am such a fucking slob. I'm on the dole, on the dole, at Christmas. Well, I couldn't be a gardener, because that's giving me the fear. And I couldn't join the army because I'm a fucking queer. And I couldn't
Possum Wells was Never Buy You Roses, My Hug Party was Christmas Is Coming, and the band Candy Panic Attack sang about being on the dole at Christmas. You probably figured it out, but in the UK, on the dole is a slang phrase for being unemployed. All of those songs and more can be found in a series of CDs called A Very Cherry Christmas, put out by the Cherry Aid label. They released lots of indie punkish acts in England and graciously sent me MP3s of their queer acts, the ones you just heard, and from part one of this show, Steve McCabe. Okay, as long as we're flaunting songs to which the FCC would strongly object, here are two more. First up is Johnny McGovern. He's a singer, comedian, also known as the Gay Pimp, who's got videos on Logo and a number of releases. This season he released a single called Dirty Gay Christmas. If you're easily offended, well, you better skip over these next two. You were warned.
Christmas is my favorite time of year. Family and good wishes, Christmas cheer. But this year, Santa, 'cause I've been so good, fulfill my naughty wish, I know you could. I want a dirty gay Christmas.
Country reindeer, Prancer feet, little drummer boy, give me a beat.
It's your Gay Pimp Daddy, coming to you in a Christmas state of mind. And tonight, I'm talking to Santa for a change. Now, Santa, you know I don't want no normal old Christmas. This year, I want a dirty gay Christmas.
Baby, it's so cold outside. I got the hottest Christmas party tonight. Oh, Santa brought all the elves, and those suckers are as hot as hell.
Gentlemen than normal. Oh, I was sucking on this candy cane. I was like, this candy cane is delicious. I said, wait a minute, that ain't no candy cane. Oh, Santa.
There are so many dirty things I want for Christmas. Xmas that I've been dreaming of.
You've been dreaming of.
All my hopes, 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 let it snow, snow, snow. Gonna have a dirty gay Christmas. Shake your jingle balls on a deck of halls. Come on,
a dirty gay Christmas.
Oh, I love a dirty gay Christmas. I just love it. You know, they came out, had a big turkey, and that turkey had stuffing in it. Let me tell you, that wasn't a turkey. That wasn't stomach, but oh, that turkey was so muscular. Even the reindeers were fucking up in there. Oh, man. I mean, Rudolph, it's not just his nose that glows. Santa was one dirty motherfucker. I mean, he got up in there, his jackboots and his leather Santa suit. Santa was like he was at the Eagle. He was very popular with the hairy men. Oh, don't worry, though. Miss Claus, she was all up in their own thing, you know, living out. Oh, Miss Claus loves pussy. But anyway, let's break it down now. Let's give an old Christmas style. Y'all ready? Come on now, choir.
Yeah.
Twelve cockatoos and 11 junks are jumping, 10 twinks are romping on me.
Ooh,
I got 9 bears are growling, 8 out of snuggling. There's something hairy to see.
Ain't a girl, hairy girl.
Oh, 7 porn star fucking, 6 twinks.
Guest of this party, y'all. Come on over here, birthday boy. It's Jesus, everybody. He's the reason for the season. Even Jesus loves a dirty gay Christmas. Let me get you a drink, Jesus. Jesus, you look good. You look lean. You don't even look a day over 33. Well, stay out of the back room, Jesus. Oh, now put your loincloth back on. Oh, man, Santa, meet Jesus. Y'all know each other, right? Oh, wait. No, Santa. Now stop hitting on Jesus. What? Santa and Jesus making love. Oh, my God. Oh, damn. They're just kissing and rubbing. Oh, this is too much even for me. Y'all are freaking me out. I mean, I wanted a dirty gay Christmas, but this is blowing my mind. Oh, Rudolph, get out of there. Oh, snap.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the annual Christmas pageant. First, I'd like to start off the night with a very special team, sisters Cindy and Susie Sniddlefish. Performing for you an original composition. I know you'll enjoy it quite a bit. It's called The Santa Polka.
Santa's got so many little guys around. That's because it's so much easier to get a blowjob when they're so close to the ground. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert, he's the biggest fucking pervert in the world. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert, he's a friend to all the little boys and girls. Did you ever stop and wonder why you hardly ever see Miss Claus around? That's because she's really Santa, dressed up in one of his favorite Christmas gowns. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert, he's the biggest fucking pervert in the world. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert, he's a friend to all the little boys and girls. Did you ever stop and wonder why Rudolph's nose is always red and bright? That's because he wears a fake one to cover up the brown spot Santa left last night. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert, he's the biggest fucking pervert in the world. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert, he's a friend to all the little boys and girls. Did you ever stop and wonder why your kids always leave him milk and cookies? That's because Santa needs his strength when your kids are giving him that nookie. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert, he's the biggest fucking pervert in the world. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert, he's a friend to all the little boys and girls. Everybody, Santa's not just a pervert, he's the biggest fucking pervert in the world. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert, he's a friend to all the little boys and brings them all of their sex toys, and friend to all the little boys and girls.
Ah, that was Kendall and Santa Polka from 2006. Kendall is out of the Buffalo area and is another prolific artist, and has quite of an irreverent sense of humor. Next is Jay Brannon, and I think Jay is very talented, with his latest album called Goddamned being among the best of last year. He has two Christmas songs, and one came out on Jay's digital EP from 2007. It's called Unstable Boy. And the other one has not been officially recorded at all. The best version I know of is from YouTube. Christmas really sucks this year.
Staring down the barrel of another holiday, force-fed a Christmas carol of another time, another place, another way. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? What child is this who feels feel so blessed, yet cannot keep from weeping. I should be tending to the horses who intend to cart my joy. From now on to forever, I'm just a lowly, unstable boy. I'm a failure on a journey, but my strength is gathering. And it's only fair that I make it there. Yeah, I'm on my way to mattering. But all the way, on the way, I couldn't contain my fear. My lips only look rosy, cause my skin looks so white in here. Shred up my fingers on this bottle cap that won't twist off, aching for the syrup that could cure me of this hacking cough. Ask me how I'm feeling, and I'll say I'm okay. Though my mind is reeling, can't think of anything better to say. So what you get for running a yellow light? Piss full of regret and a fix that doesn't last. I'm a supercalifragilipiece of fucked up mala. I need a spoonful of something fast. I should be tending to the horses who intend to cart my joy. From now on to forever, I'm just a lowly, unstable boy. I'm a failure on a journey, but my strength is gathering. And it's only fair that I make it there. Yeah, I'm on my way to mattering. But all the way, on the way, I couldn't contain my fear. My lips only look rosy, cause my skin looks so white in here. Shred up my fingers on this bottle cap that won't twist off, aching for the syrup that could cure me of this hacking cough. Chew my way out of your lab rat cage someday. All the way, on the way, I couldn't contain my fear. My lips only look rosy cause my skin looks so white in here. Shred up my fingers on this bottle cap that won't twist off, aching for the syrup that could cure me of this hacking cough.
It's cold but light outside, another sleepless night, and Santa never made it. It's just another day, at least it feels that way. It's Christmas and I hate it. The streets are empty, and so am I. To Merry Christmas, I reply. Trust in happy ever after. Fall if you must, for simple things like laughter. You said you'd always be here, but then you had to go. Christmas really sucks this year. You should know. I'm craving pancakes, so much my stomach aches, but there is nothing open. on the telephone. Sounds like you're not alone. It's been so long since we've spoken. Has your day been merry? 'Cause mine's been blue. Hey, can I stay in love with you? Put your trust in happily ever after. Fall if you must for simple things like laughter. You said you'd always be here. Christmas really sucks this year. Thought you should know.
Jay Brannon, and some of you may have seen him, all of him, in the movie Short Bus. And that takes care of all the songs I have this year with language problems, unless you have a problem with the word faggot. It shows up in a hit song by the Irish band The Pogues from 1987. This past year, the BBC banned it for a while because of that word, but public outcry made them change their minds. The song has been a huge, huge hit in England. The song's story takes place in a drunk tank and involves a couple who were lovers years ago and meet again and begin cursing at each other. The narrator calls the woman a slut, and guest vocalist Kirsty MacColl sings back, "You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap lousy faggot." And why am I playing this song? Because the Pogues band member Phil Chevron is very active in the gay rights movement in the UK. The Pogues and Fairy Tale of New York.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, "Won't see another one." And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold. Thread the windows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dripping that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus go
been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Closing part three of my Queer Christmas special is Are You Ready? A Straight Act. Now, I've played a handful of straight acts on my December shows before, but always when the song was lyrically gay. This time the song is not, but it's terrific, and there's sort of a gay angle. One of the more controversial recent artists is Pete Wentz of the super successful band Fall Out Boy. You do a Google search on his name and the word gay, and you get 946,000 hits. He's been known to wear mascara, use male-to-male pronouns in his songs, kisses his male bandmates on stage, and is very pro-gay in his statements to the press. I've read that he donated $50,000 to fight Prop 8 in California. In an interview in The Advocate in May of 2007, Wentz opened up about his sexuality, saying that he is sexually attracted to males, but that, quote, I'm not a fan of penises. Whatever. I'm using all of that to rationalize my using their Christmas song, because I really like it. The song comes from the Various Artists CD, A Santa Cause It's a Punk Rock Christmas from 2003. Fall Out Boy and You'll Shoot Your Eye Out.
Your good years, don't take my advice. You never wanted the nice boys anyway. And I'm of good cheer, cause I've been checking my list. The gifts you're receiving from me will be one awkward silence and two hopes. You cry yourself to sleep, staying up, waiting by the phone. And all I want years for you to dedicate your last breath to me before you bury yourself alive. Don't come home for Christmas. You're the last thing I wanna see underneath the tree. Merry Christmas, I could care less. Down. It's the only thing I want this year. One awkward silence and two hopes. You cry yourself to sleep, staying up, waiting by the phone. And all I want this year for you to dedicate your last breath to me before you bury yourself alive. Don't come home for Christmas. You're the last thing I wanna see underneath the tree.
Christmas, I could care less.
Careless.